Today we start discussing the identity, the history and mystery of Moshiach ben Yosef. Moshiach ben Yosef is directly connected to the war of Gog and Magog, because according to many of the Mefarshim, wherever you learn about the war of Gog and Magog, it speaks about the death of Moshiach ben Yosef. So in the next couple of shiurim, we're going to be discussing a little bit what do we know in Chazal about Moshiach ben Yosef. So we start with a psukim in Zechariah. In Perek Yud Beis, psukim Yud through Yud Dalet, the Torah tells us that in Yerushalayim, there's going to be a great mourning process, like a very bitter personal mourning process for somebody that got killed. And listen to what Chazal say in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Bayoymahu yigdal amispeit b'Yerushalayim. It'll be such a great mourning in Yerushalayim. Kemispeit hadad rimon bebikas migidoin. Just like the mourning of Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddoin. What's that talking about? So Rashi explains to us that really the Navi is putting together two events. There was no event that took place in Hadad Rimon in the valley of Megiddoin. It's really two specific events that the Navi is putting together. The first event is the killing of Achav, and the second event is the mourning of Yeshio bar Amoin, that he was killed by the famous Paroi Chagirov, the limping Paroi, and he was killed in the valley of Megiddoin. And therefore, we're talking about two events where Yidden mourned, and we're saying that in this time of this war, there's going to be great mourning for the one that got killed, just like Yidden mourned in those two events. And the Pasuk says that each family is going to mourn separately. The men separate, Unesheyem Levad, and their wives separate. These are the Psukim in Zechariah. The main discussion about these psukim take place in the Gemara Sukkah Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara is talking about the festivities of Simchas Beis HaSheva, and that nevertheless, even though you're in the Beis HaMikdash, Simchas Beis HaSheva, you still have to worry about Tznius. You would think that maybe at that time, Simchas Beis HaSheva, it's mamish, the highest levels, where your mamish being Shoev Nevuah. So maybe you don't have to worry about tznius. Maybe things could be mixed. And the Gemara says, obviously, things have to be separate. And the Gemara brings a raya, because it says in our pasuk in Zechariah, that when this person died, even in the times of Mashiach, when this person, we're not sure yet who that person is, but when that person died, they mourned him. In what way? Mishbechais beis David levad uneshayim levad. We see that the men were separate and the women were separate, them and their wives. So we see this pasuk, and look what the Gemara says. V'aloidvarim kal v'choimer. We can learn out the very basic kal v'choimer. Ma lasid lo v'shoyiskin behesped ve'in yitzara shoylet behem. If in the times of Moshiach, when there's no real yitzahara, nevertheless, the Eibishter said that when you're mourning, Bechlal, when people are mourning, the Yetzirah Bechlal is not in high alert. It's, you know, people are depressed. You know, it's Simcha is easier for the Yetzirah to get yourself going, because through the Simcha, if the Wildkite, before you know it, you could end up with the Yetzirah. But Madoch, when it comes to the time of mourning, and together with that, in the times of Mashiach, where there's no Yetzirah. And nevertheless, the Torah says, Anoshim levad v'noshim levad, that men and women have to be separate. Achshav she'asukim b'simcha. Now that we're dealing with simcha, which then it's easy to get into hefkedes and to get into pritzos because everyone's just in a good mood and just everyone's, you know, flying all over the place. V'yetzahara shoylet b'em. And yes, before Mashiach, we still have a yetzahara alive and well. Allah has kama v'kama. How much more so you have to be careful to separate the men and the women. Now, once the Gemara brings down this pasuk, these psukim, and the Gemara wants to figure out exactly who are we mourning. The pasuk says there's going to be a great mourning, but who is it that we are, Klal Yisrael, are going to be mourning? Frek the Gemara, hayes peida maya vidite. What's going on with this mourning? Who are Klal Yisrael mourning in the time of Mashiach? So he says, Pligi ba Rebdoisa v'rabbonon. There's a big machlekes of Chachamim. Chad Amra Mashiach ben Yosef shenarag. One person says that the big mourning, the hesped, is for Mashiach ben Yosef, which will be killed in this war. If you look in Rashi, Rashi brings down v'safta oretz, b'nevuah Zechariah. We're talking about the nevuah of Zechariah. And the Navi is talking about the killing, the death of Mashiach ben Yosef, which he's going to be killed in the war of Gog and Magog. So one person says that we are talking about the mourning of Mashiach ben Yosef. And the other person says, Al Yetzer Hara, we're talking about the death of the Yetzer Hara. But comes the obvious question. If we're talking about the great tzaddik, Mashiach ben Yosef, that he gets killed in the milchama, it makes sense why everyone is crying and mourning. But if we're talking about the Yetzer Hara, everyone should be jumping for joy. Why is everyone crying and mourning? If we're talking about the death of the Yetzer Hara, it should be geshmak dancing. How does mourning come into the picture? That's what the Gemara asks. Bish loy malamandar mamshiach ben Yosef shenerag. I understand the hespid. Ulam avlamanda omra yetzahara. According to the one that says we're talking about the yetzahara, hayespeid the boy lamevet simcha boy lamevet. Why are they mourning and crying? They should be dancing. And the Gemara gives an interesting answer. And the Gemara says, that when Mashiach comes, the Eibishter is going to shecht the Yetzer Hara. And it's going to be shechted in front of the tzaddikim and in front of the Rishoyim. Now these tzaddikim, they passed away already. And to the tzaddikim, it's going to look like a har gavoya, like a very difficult high mountain. In other words, a very big struggle. And they're going to say, wow, how difficult it was to fight with the Yetzer Hara. It's very hard to think about fighting such a Yetzer Hara. And the Rishoyim, Hashem's going to show them how easy it is, how small the Yetzer Hara is. Stam just trying to distract you. But if you decide that you're not listening, in a second, it just fight it away. And the Rishoyim are going to start crying and say, Heich lo yichonu lichba yizchut asayir azeh. How is it that we could not have conquered it, our Tivus? There's such an easy Nisoyan. In other words, afterwards, you look back, you're like, really? I fell for that? This little Nisoyan, the Yetzer Hara, so easy. But at the time, the Yetzer Hara gives us a Ruach Shtus and makes us feel that we need to follow his advice. But afterwards, when you pass the Nisoyan, when you're watching it in reverse, you realize that it wasn't so difficult at all. And the Gemara says, Va'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Toma Imohem. And the Eibishter himself wonders about it. Now, once Mashiach ben Yosef gets killed, so Mashiach ben David gets very nervous. Look what the Gemara continues, two lines from the bottom. V'kivan shera Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag, Once Mashiach ben David saw that Mashiach ben Yosef got killed, Oymer lefan of Ribbono shel Olam. So Mashiach ben David calls out and says, Eibishter, Einei mevakish mimcha el achayim. I want to live. I want life. That's what I want. And the Eibishter says, Ad shelo yamarta kvar yisnabi alecha David avicha. Don't worry about it. Your ancestor, David HaMelech, already forewarned this issue and already promised you life. Like the Pasuk says, Chaim shom imcha nasat eloi. That he asks for life and he's going to give it. In other words, Mashiach ben David is going to have the eternal life. Now the Marsha brings down the why is it that Mashiach ben Yosef is the one to fight the war in Gog u'Magog? Because it's brought down in the Pasuk that the Beis Yosef Lahavu Beis Esav Lakash, the Esav Edoim is compared to straw, and Yosef, which is the main son of Yaakov, is compared to the fire. And it's specifically the fire which will burn up the straw. So we see that this Mashiach ben Yosef is going to die in this Mechama of Gog u'Magog. But let's hear more about Mashiach ben Yosef. What's Shevet? What's his story? What's his history? And that will explain the Mirtzah Hashem in the coming Shiur.